Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Just wanted to share a thought with you. Baruch Hashem, as we are always striving to not speak Lashon Hara and to be mechazik, to strengthen ourselves in the importance of seeing the good in everyone, I just want to remind us all, just a chazara, a review of what we always speak about, and that is, don't worry about the not speaking Lashon Hara. The most important thing, if you can try every day to learn a halacha, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether it's just by yourself, whenever it is, just if you and each and every one of us just try, as the Chafetz Chaim teaches us, just a reminder during vacation time, during Bein Hazmanim, where we might not be in our regular flow of things. And even if you are in the regular flow of things, it's so important to remember to learn the halachas. That's what the Chafetz Chaim tells us. When we learn the halachas, we'll get extra siyata d'shmaya. We get extra help from Hashem and a promise from the Chafetz Chaim that our desire to speak Lashon Hara and the Yetzer Hara can sometimes trap us, but we'll have extra power by the fact that we learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara. So I just want to chazer over to all of us and to encourage each and every one of us to learn the halachas, even if it's one halacha a day, one page in Purity of Speech, or another book, or however you do it. And through that, we'll be zocha to not speak Lashon Hara, which is exactly what I wanted to speak about a little bit today, about Parshas Korach. We all know that Korach, this week's Parsha, talks about machlokas, it talks about pirud, it talks about division. And one of the thoughts that I wanted to share, and I'm quoting from a book, from a sefer, I'm not going to go into it lengthy because I want to keep it short, that striving for peace is a defining feature of the Jewish people. There is no end, and I quote, Ein Ketz, this is from one of the tzaddikim, Ein Ketz l'ro'os hagashmias v'haruchnias shel hispardus ha'uma. There is no end to the physical and spiritual evils of dividing the nation into lachalakim, into sectors. As I've said many times, that I don't use the words charedi, datilumi, modern, chiloni, secular. As the Lubavitch Rebbe said, we mistakenly categorize people as religious and irreligious. As we know, don't judge me because we sin differently. You never know who's talking more Lashon Hara and who's not talking Lashon Hara. You never know who's Mechalel Shabbos, who's not. And even if somebody is, you have no idea what their nisayon, what their challenge is. Your Shabbos and their Shabbos, you can't compare. We can't compare this person's upbringing and another person's upbringing. And that's what he says. The tzaddik says, "Va'peirud hameduma choter hutachas yisod hakedusha kula." The imagined division undermines the foundation of all holiness. Unbelievable. Again, ein ketz l'ros hagashmias v'ruchnias shel hispardus ha'uma l'chalakim. There is no end to the physical and spiritual evils of dividing the nation into sectors. Va'peirud hameduma. The imagined division, it undermines, unbelievable. Choter hu tachas yisod hakedusha kula. It undermines holiness, the foundation of holiness. Incredible. And I think one of the advices that I could give to this is, I think when we look at people, when we look at an individual, it's very important to find what we do agree on, not what we don't agree on. You know, it's funny when we date and we like someone and we fall in love with somebody, what happens is the conversation revolves around, oh, and we both love the same color, we both love the same thing, we both love going to the same place, we both love the same color. Oh, we couldn't agree more on everything. Wow, this is my wife, this is my spouse, this is it. Okay. How long does that last for? And then 6 months later, if it takes that long already, right? We can't agree on anything. I've seen that every time. What's the pshat? What? It's a great question, right? What is the pshat with that? And I think just the simple pshat is, the simple reason is because you could see what you agree on and you could see what you don't agree on. It's all what you try and look for. If you want to look for that which you agree on, you could find what you agree with anyone on. You could find common ground. We all have things that we could see the same and we could agree on. And then if you want to see things that are different, it's very easy to see differences in people because we're so different. We're so different, as I've said many times. Your friends are not your friends because you like them so much. Your friends are your friends because they agree with you. So since they agree with you, we like the same things. We agree with the same things. So of course it's easy. Well, it's not that we have such a great relationship. Just it's easier for me not to have to, you know, see how you're different and to find the good and to accept the differences. Anyway, that's the lesson of today. Hashem should help us all. We should continue with the help of Hashem to when we see someone, because we all come across this, who's different than us, and we see someone who we don't like, or your roommate, or your someone at home, or your could be your spouse or your children, whatever it is, try and see where we do connect. I know even with Shalom Bias, I see it's like people who struggle, and we all struggle with having great marriages. It's challenging. It's incredible. Marriage is incredible. It's the most incredible relationship, but it takes finding where we do agree, finding where we do, meaning there's no way you can't find in someone something that you see the good in, and you see the, not so much the good, you see where we connect. There's got to be something. So Hashem should help each and every one of us with the people we're around. We don't have to agree with them. We don't even have to see many things that we like about them or that we agree. But let's find common ground in however, as much as we can, with the people we are with. Hashem should help us all. We should be zocha. Have an incredible, incredible day, an incredible evening, an incredible morning, an incredible afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. And like I said yesterday, I was wondering why I said and have a great life, because we've said many times that is what life is. Life is where you are right now. You're in life. As you're listening right now to this, as you're having your starting your day, you're ending your day, or in the middle of your day, welcome to your life. So let's be mechazik, let's strengthen ourselves to see the common ground within each and every one of us. Take care. Have a wonderful life. Have a wonderful first moment of the rest of your life.